How's about the quality tools? How's about the steel and gas? How's about these two, eh? Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Thursday, the 4th of August. We are going back to something. We did a segment called Build My Ad. That was a couple of years ago, maybe last year. Not quite sure. Yeah.
Oh, it's heaps of fun. We're going to do more of them. You go to triplem.com.au, register your business and your interest, and we will just go to work. Hey, also, I am saving, well, not I, but an organisation is actually saving Coasties money and providing fresh goods.
All right.
It is, and we're saving a bundle.
I think you're getting sponsored by them.
No, I'm not.
Melinda Schneider is getting married to Mark Gable from Choir Boys. When's that happening? But she's also got a big event coming up, and we're going to help her out. That's what we want to do. We're here to help, aren't we, Robert?
Yeah, she might have also revealed something that may or may not be true.
God, you're up yourself.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
Yeah, good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Well, this husband and wife team, Megan Trainor, you know, all about that bass. That's it. Stop singing.
Okay.
I'm just giving you an idea so you know who I was talking about. Oh, God, I wish we had her singing it. She has a fairly unique toilet habit that she shares with her husband. And when I say they share, they do it together. They've installed side-by-side toilets in their house.
No, you can't.
Her and her husband.
Oh,
yes.
It's real personal.
No,
it is.
He will hang out with me while I poop. She can't take his, apparently. So she says, I quote, man poops are a different effing level. But she reckons hers don't smell. So she sits down and they go together.
There's
a photo here of their toilet side by side. They're set up. They installed
all the time,
Well, they had a baby, right? And they would find that when they got up for the baby, they both need to pee at the same time. So they didn't want to wait. So they installed a second toilet.
Yeah.
So they could go. And he sits down next to her to pee.
Yeah. And they he's not allowed
to number two, but she will number two
while sitting there having a chat. There you go.
Like, they're so close they could sit there and hold hands.
Oh, I don't know.
There's a communal toilet roll in the middle between them.
I need a nuclear bunker when I go. So I don't think Kirst would like that.
You've got issues, but I'm not allowed to even enter the room outside the room if Gwen's gone to the bathroom. She says, "Get out!"
Yeah, I know. It's a real personal thing.
It is. You do not share that stuff.
Oh no, not at all.
I mean, come on.
No, Megan, keep that to yourself.
Yeah,
keep that to yourself.
Sure.
Well, look, I've got another loved up couple. They were engaged, right? They're a newly couple. They were outraged to find out they went and got a couple of dozen oysters right at this restaurant. They're in Mykonos. In Greece.
What sort of oysters? I love oysters.
Oh, I think they're all are natural. Oh, yeah,
Sydney Rock are the oysters you want
to
eat.
Yeah, I don't think they got them from Sydney over in Mykonos in Greece. Long, long way to travel.
My daughter Greta pumped through about 47 oysters or something.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Anyway, so you know what? They got the bill and they just wanted a quick snack. And they were really forcing everything on. Oh, do you want to eat? Do you want to drink? Here, have that. They wouldn't show a menu. The final bill, have a guess how much. They had a couple of dozen oysters. Couple of drinks.
Okay, so that's... and a couple of drinks.
Yeah, yeah.
So a couple of dozen oysters. There's $100.
Yeah, yeah.
So a couple of drinks, 150, then something to eat. Few dozen. Okay, yeah, maybe, what, 200, 300?
Higher.
500.
No, higher.
Is this in Australian dollars?
US dollars. Oh, no, Australian dollars. We converted. Yeah.
They didn't hit 1,000.
No, pretty close to it, though. Lower.
900.
A bit lower.
800.
Eight higher.
Oh, come on, just tell me.
$850. What they were, because they wouldn't give a menu. And then he walked by and he picked up a menu. Each oyster was worth $29 each. And
get off.
$29 each.
Oh, yeah. And they wouldn't tell him how much the stuff.
Wouldn't tell how much the stuff was. So, and they had a couple of drinks and they would try to put these desserts on and said, eat them. And
that's ridiculous. I went to a special restaurant with Gwen for an anniversary sort of dinner.
Yeah.
And they, as we walked in, they said, excuse me, they looked me up and down because I was dressed a bit funny.
Yeah.
And they said, mate, the minimum charge for anyone at the restaurant is $220 a head. And I went, we're out of here, babe.
Is that right?
Yeah, they wouldn't let us come in unless we agreed to spend $220 per person.
Wow.
Per person.
How many times did you go there?
Oh, we didn't. We walked straight out and I've never been back.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer, and joined this morning by Scotty Newman from Car Sales. He is the road test editor from carsales.com. G'day, Scotty.
Scotty.
Good morning, gents. How are we?
Yeah, not too bad. You going all right?
Yeah, we're going very well, thank you. Nice day today.
Oh, a bit miserable here. Oh, miserable, a little bit of rain. But, mate, these crazy used car prices, when do you think they'll ease up and come back to standard, sort of normal?
Sadly, for those in the market for a car at the moment, probably not for a while, because it's going to be led by the new car market. There's, as you'd probably be aware, there's a long wait list on a lot of popular cars at the moment, caused by shipping delays and, you know, part shortages and all that. And also manufacturers are putting their prices up for the new cars, and therefore the used car market is probably going to stay a little bit high for a little while until that rectifies itself in maybe 12 to 18 months' time. There's still sort of no real timeline on when these sort of part shortages and semiconductor shortages and all that will be finally solved. But I guess the main thing is shop around, because you will still find, not necessarily bargains, but if people are prepared to put in a little bit of work, shop around, maybe head out of their immediate area, then you can always find someone. And that goes for new cars as well. You know, if people cancel orders, so yeah.
If you're a wily customer, right, and you go, okay, I've got this used car, it's worth a bundle, I'm going to order a new car now, and I'm not going to have to pay for it for 18 months, and then when I do get it, I can sell it straight away for more than I bought it for, because it's a used car, and used cars are worth more because people are getting them instantly, right? They don't have to wait 18 months. Could you make money on this?
Theoretically, yes. It's probably, you're not going to make enough money, I think, to probably make it worthwhile. In some ways, you'd be almost better off selling the new car that was in high demand rather than the used car you had. So I wouldn't recommend that as a money-making scheme.
Right, roger that. Don't do that.
So, okay.
Rob, cross that one off your list.
Yeah, Rob was asking for himself.
Bad idea.
No, I know Car Sales. They did the inaugural best hot hatch for 22. Who won?
Right, the winner is, drum roll, as you just did.
I'll do another one. Sorry, Scotty. Yeah.
Was it the Ford, Hyundai? Oh.
The Ford Focus ST.
No!
Oh, yes,
you knew that.
In your face, Palmer.
Oh, he drives the Ford Focus. Yeah. Yours is a 1978 model.
It was a 76, thanks.
I feel like somebody's just made some money on this wager.
Yeah. Now,
thank you very much, Scotty. So why was the Ford Focus deemed the best from Car Sales?
So it was basically the best because it worked really well across all areas. You know, maybe the Hyundai i30 was a fraction better to drive, and, you know, the Golf was a fraction safer, but across all areas, and we go through 100 data points across ownership, cost of ownership, and, you know, safety and technology and all that, across the board, the Focus did really well. It's priced well. It's got heaps of equipment. It's great to drive. It's quick.
Nothing to do with discerning customers.
No, and some stunning drivers too of that vehicle. Scotty. You didn't add that in.
Oh, that's one of the data points, the looks of the owner.
There you go.
Yeah.
And Hyundai.
What have you done? How much is he paying you,
if
Scotty?
If you drive a Hyundai, oh, what a loser you must be, Palmer.
No.
Well, the Hyundai i30 came in second, so they're almost as good looking.
Great. Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
Came in second. Oh, I'll take that.
All right. So inaugural best hot hatch for 2022 from carsales.com.au has gone into the Ford Focus. Well, Scotty, thanks very much for joining us, buddy.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Oh, well, look, I was in the kitchen and I thought, I was making chicken, right? And I thought, this is really good, but it's going to be a bit dry. So I'd bake my veggies, I'd cook my chicken, I needed some gravy. So I looked through the cupboard and I thought, oh, gosh, what am I going to do? Because you normally what you would do, Paddy, and you wouldn't know this, you use the juices of the meat you've cooked.
I've done that before.
And then you add things to that and it becomes a gravy, right? It's really nice.
Gravox is just quicker, mate. That's why I use Gravox.
So I thought, I'm going to cut a corner here because I'd already cooked and I didn't want everything to go cold because I've forgotten the gravy. So I looked for the gravy granules, the Bisto gravy granules.
Oh, hang on. What are gravy granules, pal? Is that like Gravox?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, so you cheated
normally,
too.
I would use a thickener like potato or a little bit of corn flour.
But you didn't? You used Gravox?
No, I didn't because I couldn't find. I looked at the gravy granules. I pulled them out, and it'd been that long since I used them that these things said Bisto chicken gravy. I thought, this
and I've
looks
never
good.
Heard of gravy granules.
That's what Gravox is, mate.
But they're not. Yeah, but they don't call it gravy granules. They just call it Gravox.
That's the brand.
Oh please, Gravox is the brand.
But they don't say Muppet. Gravy granules, do they?
They are gravy granules.
But it comes in a powder.
No, oh, God. There's gravy granules and there's a powder.
Oh, right.
It's gravy. It's the same stuff.
I didn't even know. There you go. I'll write that down. So there's gravy. Did you know that, Moe?
Bisto. Yeah. Bisto is the one I like. Bisto chicken gravy. Anyway, they're not paying me to say that either. Yeah. Anyway, I looked at the...
not yet.
I tried to shake it, see how much was in there, and it didn't shake. And I opened the lid, and all the gravy granules were stuck to the bottom like it hadn't been opened in a long time.
Yeah.
And I checked the box, and it expired in 2020, and that's gravy granules, so they would last a long time.
Yes, so you're 2 years out of date.
Technically, that's been in the cupboard for 4 years. I thought, oh, that's bad. And I thought, okay, I won't do that. So I made my gravy, and it was lovely. I made it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
But then I thought, if I've got that in my cupboard, and I would normally think I keep a clean pantry, I better double check. And I found some sauerkraut in there, because Gwen likes a bit of sauerkraut and a hot dog.
Yeah.
It was unopened. But it had been in there and expired on 2016.
Oh, geez.
Sauerkraut in brine.
But because it's in brine, it lasts.
It's in brine.
Oh, of course, it lasts longer than 2016. You could eat it now.
The question is, Paddy, could I eat it now?
Oh, I'd give it a crack.
Could you eat a pickled product? How long after an expiry? Because everything has to have an expiry date.
That's why it's pickled.
That's what I mean. Okay. How long does pickled? Can anyone tell me on 1-3-5-3 how long pickled product lasts?
If you're in the middle of a desert, and all you had was pickled brine from 2016.
No, not pickled brine. The brine is the
brine is the pickled
the sauerkraut. Pickled
the pickled
cabbage.
Sauerkraut.
It's cabbage.
From 2016,
cabbage.
You found a bottle.
Could I open that?
Yes,
because it hasn't been opened.
Yes, you could.
It's discoloured slightly at the top, where it might not have been in the brine the whole time. But if you shake it up,
six years.
It's in the Triple M work fridge at the moment.
Brilliant. Yeah, that's in. And then you've got to wear a hazmat uniform to go near it, and it's glowing. But apart from that, it's going
all right. Well, I can't hang around today after the show, Paddy, so you might have to try it for me. Can you try it for me, please?
All right.
How's this? Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer say they're just like BJ House. Quality tools that never let you down. How's about we let you decide? Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
I've got my pen poised now, mate, ready to go.
Yeah.
Give us the hack.
Hey, if you want a horror show, you just go to the supermarket, right, and have a look at the prices on stuff.
Did you see one of those, I think it was Daily Mail or whatever, someone had a cabbage for $18. You see that? $18. No bull. $18 for cabbage, yeah.
Well, look, how does
would you
sound?
Pay it? Yeah.
No, because you pay. No, you wouldn't. You just leave it there. You go, I'm not having that cabbage because it's too expensive. I've got apples at $3 a kilo. How about that? That's awesome. Pink Lady apples. I can get my broccoli now for $7 a kilo. And that's cheap. It's $12. You go into supermarkets, you're going $12 for broccoli. No, thanks very much.
Do you get them when the staff here get it delivered, when the work gets it delivered and steal
it
from
it
the
off
kitchen?
Take it off the kitchen
table.
Oh, red capsicums, $6.70 a kilo.
Oh, you sound like, what are you opening, a fruit and veggie store or something, are you?
No.
God, tell us what carrots. What about carrots?
What I'm trying, carrots? Hang on, let me look for carrots.
What are you doing?
They were right here. $1.79 a kilo.
Okay. Good
you
on
beauty.
You. That's from Farmer. Farmer Fresh Rob.
Yeah, but you know how I can do that?
I don't know.
And they're fresh because what I'm doing is there's this thing, it's called Box Divvy. I saw it on the news a week or two ago.
Box Divvy.
I'm going to try that. Box, D-I-double-V-Y.
Yep.
And you go in there and I logged in and basically you just set yourself up as a customer.
Yeah.
And on the Central Coast, there are box divvy hubs, right?
Yeah.
And the people who run these hubs get the fruit directly from the farmers.
Yeah.
It comes in boxes into their garage, and then they look at your order because you're part of their hub. And they just take the fruit from the boxes, put it in various boxes with the labelled names of the hubsters on it. That's what you are. You're a hubster. And you basically get whatever you want, as much or as little as you want. You can spend $5 a week. You can spend up to whatever. And you get all your fruit and veg. And it is the freshest, crispest, most beautiful stuff that I have had in a long time.
I think someone's getting it for nothing.
No, 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 I'm not. I'm just trying to share the love.
All right. Okay, box divvy.
Okay, let me tell you where they are. Find a hub near you. There's one in Berkeley Vale, there's one at Rimba, there's one Wyoming, there's one Carryong, there's a few around the Central Coast.
All right, okay.
And this is the way people are going to save money and get fresh fruit and veg.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
We've just had, bloody disappointment, Robert. You know how I love athletics.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's always been a strong point, always been. Like, look at the figure. Look at the figure I've got.
On a Saturday morning at 4:15.
Yeah.
Down there at Adcock Park, doing laps.
Yeah, just sprinting like there's no one else has sprinted. And our great hope, Rowan Browning, the mullet, he attempted to end a 60-year wait in the men's Australian in the men's 100-metre medal. It was a glamour event.
What were we waiting 60 years for?
For just something. And waiting a long time. And here's the closing stages. Here's the closing stages of the race. Thank you to Channel 7 and Bruce McAvaney. He's doing what he does best here. Have a listen to Brucey at the closing stages.
Omanyali wins it. Rowan's just out of it. Simbini second. Kenya wins. South Africa 6 second. Azamati or Abakoon. Browning gave it a shot.
He gave it a shot, Robert.
Oh, well, that's all you can ask.
That's all you can ask. But the locks, foom, like that, flowing back. And that's what we're looking at today.
Do you reckon the mullet cost him some speed?
I think it did. I think it cost him time. I think it cost him time, Robert.
Although it's quite streamlined on the sides.
Yeah, I know it is. That's all the go now. But we're looking for, like, who do you think the greatest sporting mullet is? 1-3-5-3. Or even locally, mullets. And you said Max from Edwards Family Butchery just before.
Yeah, mate, he's sporting an absolute corker. I go into the butcher sometimes just to stare at his hair.
Yeah, so
he doesn't
a lot
know
of people.
That. He doesn't
and,
know that.
And Maxi joins us from Edwards Family Butchery. Good morning, mullet Max.
Hello, Maxi.
Hello, boys. How are we?
Yeah, not too bad. How long, Maxi, how long has the mullet been in the making?
Oh, probably about a year and a half now.
Yeah. And Rob was saying that a lot of people go into the butchery just to stare at your mullet.
Yeah, they do. Well, my business has grown on social media. I've gained more followers. I think maybe 2,000 followers since I got the mullet.
What's that
and I haven't been doing anything different. I've just had the mullet. So there you go.
That is it. 2,000 followers thanks to the haircut. Do you reckon if I was to cut a mullet into Paddy Gerard, because he's quite a shortcut character. Do you reckon we could boost his social profile with a mullet, you think?
I don't think he'd be able to pull it off. It's a special trait, you know what I mean? Not everyone can do it.
Maxi, have you...
That's a challenge.
Have you... Thanks for the compliment. Have you... Maxi, have you thought about heading to Cessnock? Because I know they do the mullet fest there.
Oh, maybe. Another year of growth and It should be right on point.
Yeah, right, on point.
Maxi, you're going to have to send us a photo to Triple M's Facebook page.
Yeah, and we'll get it up.
Need to get that up as the benchmark of mullets on the Central Coast, because I tell you what, it is a corker. It's a fine piece of work you've got on top of your scone.
Thank you very much. I put a lot of hard work into it, you know, a lot of conditioner, a lot of shampoo.
I was going to say,
point.
Do you add product, or does it just hang natural?
I've got a little bit of a weird hair protocol. I use... pumpkin seed oil, peppermint oil, and primrose oil, and that keeps it nice and beautiful.
Pumpkin seed oil, peppermint oil. God,
we're going to have to introduce you to Patrice from Patonga.
Yeah, you'd smell like a bloody a fruit shop. Pumpkin seed oil. Well, all right. And Maxi, what's your special today? If you're heading to Edward Family Butchery, what would be your special today?
2 kilos of mince for $30.
Oh, there we go. Premium meat.
Premium.
Premium.
Okay, and the chance to see the mullet of the Central Coast, Maxi.
That's it.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
We're doing something. We did something. Was it last year or the year before? I think it was the year before, wasn't it? Was it the year before we did Bill Moyad?
Let's not worry about it.
Okay, but what we do, if you're
it was
in business,
a while ago.
Your business on the Central Coast, you want Rob and I to write one of your ads, we'll do it for nothing. And all you got to do from next week, Monday, go to triplem.com.au, go online, give us all your details and something about your business, a few bit of info, and we will do the rest.
Just a little bit of info. Yeah. Don't need much. We like to sort of take it all in as we feel it.
Yeah.
And you can pay thousands for that sort of stuff.
Of course you can. We'll do it for nothing.
We'll do it for nothing.
And we spoke with Chadley earlier on this morning, Chad from Woodelba. Well, his brother Kyle is a brickie on the Central Coast
Bricks.
Brick Build Central Coast. That's it. And so they got in contact with us and said, do us an ad.
Was that the very first one?
Oh,
I think it might have been.
Was it the first one? I thought it was Tookley Butchery.
Actually, you're right. It
was the butcher one.
Yeah.
And anyway, so this is how, if you're in business, we want you to do it from next week. No matter what you do, how big or how small your business is, we will come up with a commercial.
Go to triplem.com.au and register your interest.
And this is what it might sound like.
Kyle from Brick Build Central Coast eats, drinks and sleeps bricks. For lunch, its hand firmly placed between two bricks.
Tasty, but not good for teeth.
To wash that down after work, it's a pale ale from Brick Lane Brewing. And at night, what does Kyle from Brick Build Central Coast dream about? If you want a bricklayer on the coast that eats, drinks and sleeps bricks, then get Kyle from Brick Build Central Coast. And after that brick sandwich, he'll now be supporting South Sydney. Brick Build Central Coast. Find them on Facebook.
Get more of Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer on the Listener app. Thanks to BJ Howes, your mates for tools, steel, gas, Lizaro, Charnhaven and Cardiff. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.